mountain views, hiking trails, an exploding food scene, and more breweries per capita than anywhere else in the country. It's easy to see why the Asheville area is spilling over with tourists and newcomers. The boom is a boost for the economy, but often makes for a busier and sometimes more challenging day for police and other first responders whose job is to care for both tourists and the people who live here. Even on a cold weekday winter night, downtown Asheville is buzzing. Here, there's something for everyone. Tons of shops, good food, craft cocktails, and of course, beer. Downtown is home to the largest number of alcohol establishments in Buncombe County. Lexington Avenue Brewery or Lab is one of them.
It hardly slows down regardless of season.
Jonathan Chasner is Lab's head brewer.
You know, the last couple of years, it's really just been just around the year, pretty busy. It used to be a sleepy town in winter and not so much anymore.
Hey, how are you?
Sergeant Evan Coward has noticed the growth too.
When I was growing up, Asheville was somewhere you went during the day if you needed to go shopping somewhere. Tops for Shoes right behind us has been there since I was little. You know, you go there and pick your shoes up, but it was not really encouraged to come down at night. It was a whole different place. It was more or less deserted in the night hours.
Today, Coward is a supervisor with the Asheville Police Department's downtown unit. Officers patrol by foot or on bike and help keep tourists, buskers, business owners, and locals safe. It's one of the busiest beats in the city.
Usually right out the door, the first place we're going to get to is, of course, Pritchard Park, where a lot of folks hang out during the day.
As we walked it, Coward pointed out a number of buildings undergoing renovation.
Yes, definitely changed. Businesses are very busy. The sidewalks are full. There are people here for all sorts of reasons, tourism, business, people moving here to live, you know, retiring here, trying to live here and make a life for themselves. It's a completely different Asheville than I grew up with.
Downtown isn't the only place that's feeling the impact.
Population's increasing. The volumes have been steadily going up over the last 15 years.
That's Dr. Chris Flanders, medical director of the emergency department at Mission Hospital. He says while more patients are coming through the ED, the type of injuries have pretty much stayed the same.
Well, so, you know, in the summer, we always have a lot more orthopedic injuries. That's when people are outside, people hiking, people biking. We see plenty of mountain bike accidents, even road biking accidents. You also get injuries just from falls at, you know, your regular kind of tourist place downtown or trying to navigate the stairs at the Biltmore House or something.
We've got a ton of breweries. Any impact on that?
Good question. I can't say that I've really seen any change in alcohol-related visits with the increase of breweries. So I'm not sure it's the folks going to the breweries for a beer that are really causing the issues. So no real change that I've been able to tell. Don't have any data to back that up, though.
Station 21, District 2, first response emergency.
Data from Buncombe County Emergency Services shows overall, just a small percentage of ambulance calls are for people with an out-of-town address, and there's no breakout for alcohol-related calls.
Every day is something different. Every time the phone rings, I'm going to be doing something different. I don't know what that is until the phone rings.
Paramedic David Foster has been on the job for more than 20 years. He says it's the growing number of homeless that has caught his attention.
And when I first started, I mean, they were the homeless population, but it was very small, and we knew most of them by name. Nowadays, it's, you know, hundreds.
You know, I met one from Austin, Texas last night. He got off the bus and, you know, had some health issues, and we took him to the hospital, but he'd heard from some friends that this was a great place to come and be homeless.
That's paramedic Kelly Fisher, who says she, too, was surprised by the large numbers.
Our homeless population is as diverse as the rest of the city, and They come here on purpose because they hear such good things about Asheville. So I think there is a little bit of a drain on the resources that we're attracting people because, you know, it's seen as Beer City. It's seen as this great place to live, this great place to come, and it actually does attract homeless people as well. It's interesting, you know, to hear that homeless people would travel somewhere else to be homeless, but that's the case here.
The issue has prompted discussion and debate over the impact of the homeless on parks and other public spaces. Just one of the many growing pains felt by a friendly city, buzzing with activity, even in the dead of winter. For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.